First home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult? Why would it be difficult?
Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor.
Cricket, cricket. Cricket, cricket.
Cricket, cricket.
कसा आहे रे बॅप्टिस्ट?
हा बरा, तू कसा आहे?
हा फर्स्ट क्लास असा. आज बारी पाऊस आणि वारे
वाई आणि बरं दिसा ना.
बरं दिसा ना? माका बरं दिसता.
तू बरं दिसता? तू आता भीतर बसलाय म्हणून, बाहेर पडे कितले वारे हा म्हणून.
वय गे. अच्छा, ये क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कपचे फिवर इतले ना न्यूझीलंडात ते किती?
कित्याक हांकां रातीक पळोवंक मेळटा क्रिकेट, त्या लागून तांकां इतले
इंट्रस्ट ना.
दीस मॅच आले जाल्यार मस्त इंट्रस्ट
आसले. आणि टेलिव्हिजनार दाखयनात की?
टेलिव्हिजनार दाखयनात न्ही, खाली त्या न्यूझीलंडाची मॅच
दाखयतात,
ऑस्ट्रेलियाची मॅच दाखयतात मला दिसतं. आणि ना जाल्यार पैसे देऊन पळायचे पडटा, इंडिया भाषेन नाही.
अच्छा, कहीं दौन स्ट्रीम करिए,
कहीं दौन स्ट्रीम करिए,
800 चैनल नमस्कार आणि स्वागत करता हांव तुमका आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार प्रोग्रामार बॅप्टिस्ट 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयर. आम्ही हे प्रोग्राम ब्रॉडकास्ट करता. वय तुवें सांगिल्ले भशेन ते की भायर एकदम थंड आसा, विंडी आसा, पण आमच्या स्टुडिओंत तुवें बरे तेगा जाणांक धरन हाडलाय खंय जावन.
हांगा चिंतत पळय ती मस्त क्रिकेट खेळल्यान ती
वयगे
आनी एकाच फॅमिलीची मनशांनी
वयगे. सो दिस इज विकास.
दिस इज विकास.
हो विकास तसो पूत उज्वल आणि त्याची दू
रागणी.
रागणी, वेलकम टू अवर प्रोग्राम.
Thank you. Thank you. And a very warm hello and a good afternoon to all the listeners. It's been a pleasure to be on the program, especially with my kids here with me, my daughter Ragini and my son Ujwal.
Oh, they are no more kids, I think so. Because
they'll always be kids for me.
So, guys, how would you like to introduce yourself? Let's begin with the big person, Vikas itself, the father.
Yeah. So, I am Vikas, I am basically from Delhi, born and bred in Delhi, completed my education. I moved to New Zealand about 15 years ago with my family, and it's been a long, eventful journey, but a great journey, and now we are quite well settled in this beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And who wants to go next now? Is it Ujwal or is it Ragini?
So who's older, Ujwal or Ragini?
Ragini. No, that's me. Yeah, okay. I'm the older sister.
Okay, then go for it, Ragini.
So hi everyone, I'm Ragini. I am in my final year at university and I'm studying a Bachelor of Commerce. I would say I'm a bit of a foodie. You'll probably see me at a different cafe every day.
Oh, wonderful. So which was the last
one? You have grown bigger from the last time I seen you.
Yeah, definitely.
So which was the last cafe that you visited?
The last cafe I visited, it's in Remuera. It's called Snow Cafe. Uh-huh. And it's just recently started up, and it's I can guarantee you the food is amazing. The vibes are amazing. So it's mm-hmm. definite. Yeah, people should go there and have the food. It's really good.
Good guys hanging out there?
Yeah.
That could be one reason.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What about you, Ujwal?
Hi, I'm Ujwal. I'm 15 and I'm a student at Auckland Grammar in central Auckland. And I like playing cricket and just lots of sports in general. Just a sporty kid, and mm-hmm.
fantastic, lovely. Vikas, you have been, most of the time I hear that you watch TV, you're a couch potato. In spite of all that, how have you kept yourself so fit and in the sense trying to be keeping fit?
Basically it's because of the strict regimental diet that my wife insists upon. If I had some other diet, probably I would have been putting a lot of weight, but mm-hmm. that regimentation has kept me in line, and mm-hmm. that's how I'm maintaining myself. And I also am involved with sport on and off, so that also helps me keep fit.
Do
so,
you guys agree? The
boss of the house.
Do you guys agree what he says?
Parts.
But, okay, what do you don't agree with?
The sport part. Just not active at all.
Okay.
Food's all right, but
okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what sport are you so associated or passionate about, Vikas?
Coming with Indian genes, without fail it has to be cricket, of course. So that's something I always used to eat, breathe and drink kind of thing. Over the years, I've not been involved that much in this game, but I was always interested in tennis and basketball as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but cricket is always my kind of stress reliever.
Mm-hmm. So it has been your passion and you love it.
And I just love it, yeah.
And I can see that because every time when I speak something, you come back to cricket all the time. Is that not?
Yeah.
See,
it runs deep in the waves.
Exactly.
It really does.
And see that guy is playing. All the stats
if you need. Okay. It's mm-hmm. right in that brain, yeah.
Okay, and do you agree with him, what he says about his cricket passion?
Yeah.
And can you see it at home all
definitely.
The time?
Definitely, definitely. Okay. I think the reason why we love the game so much probably comes from dad. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's helped you to grow also in your sporting careers?
Yeah, I think the the interest of sports for Ujjwal and me has probably stemmed from the interest that Dad showed from a young age.
Okay.
And he always told us, talked about sports, played sports. So, yeah, all that's right. How we
now
got
what about Ujjwal? Did you also create that passion coming from your
Yeah, definitely.
Dad?
I think when I was young, I was just playing with Dad and yeah, just going to sports games like cricket, football, rugby games in the at Eden Park, and that's what got me into playing sport and the long afternoons just practicing with Dad. So yeah, just it all came from Dad.
And where do you practice your games?
Well, I use just all around Auckland, Melville Park, at Auckland Grammar, just my school. And yeah,
more so with your dad.
Yeah, just
where do you practice? In the sense, is it a particular ground or you go all over?
At Auckland Grammar School.
Okay.
So there's cricket nets there, and we're just there for.
And it's available to anybody to go there and play.
Public school,
or
so.
is it restricted to people to students who are of that school?
I think first priority goes to students,
and
then I think anyone can play there. Anyone around Auckland, so
and those courts are to be booked in advance, or anybody, anyone?
No bookings.
Okay.
But tell me, Vikas, you have played cricket at competitive levels back in India? Not really.
Yeah, I did play for my school, when I was playing for my school, like you know, in India, it's like either sports or studies. It's very difficult to make out the balance between the two studies being so competitive.
Yeah.
So I had to take a call. My grades started falling, you'll not believe it. And one day my father took me aside and literally asked me that, do you want to study or do you want to play? You have to take a call now. And probably that was the end of my cricket.
But that was a dialogue in everybody's house.
I took it quite literally because I could see that with my grades falling and ours was not a proper cricketing school. To get to a cricketing school means we would have had to move suburbs and all that was so much involved.
Challenging.
But then why didn't you choose cricket? Why did you choose going for academics? Because you had a choice. Your father gave you a choice.
Why did you, Dad?
Like I said that I had to change school, move suburbs. I doubt it would have been possible for the family.
No, but then you could have applied.
Were you good enough there? Are you just making excuses?
Agreed. I mean, I think we all come from very conservative families.
We are fairly
respectful of what our parents want for us as such. So possibly you made the choice
of academics over
cricket.
Yeah.
But how did you manage to sustain your interest as such, and how much did it interfere in your career as such?
No, it never. Rather, I think that was my go-to thing whenever I was under pressure or I had some tension while studying or something. Cricket helped me, you know, regain composure because of my passion for the game, stats, discussing it with my father, with my son, intricacies of the game and all those things. So that was a very good, let out
stress reliever.
Stress reliever for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it always has been. And since then, even now at home, like with you guys, I can rattle out statistics, what happened about 30 years ago, who did what, that kind of thing. Of course, my kids sometimes just wonder, how do I remember all those things?
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us one unique statistic or one unique incident in the cricketing world which will always be remembered by somebody or the other?
I think something that will always be remembered by everyone would be the 1983 finals at the World Cup in England when India beat West Indies in the finals after they were defending about 180 odd and West Indies were all out for 147 odd when nobody gave any chance to India to win their finals on a green top.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at it, the highest score in that game was 38 by Krishnamachari Srikanth. So that's how that game was with West Indies. Best batsmen and best bowlers in the world couldn't just challenge the Indian march to the finals and win.
So you spend most of your time in front of the television. If given an option, if there was no work, money in the bank, and food supply was just a button away, so you would be sitting in front of a television, or what would you be doing?
Yeah, you're right. Like even now, my wife says that you have taken a wrong profession. You should have either been a cricket commentator.
Uh-huh. I agree.
You should have been
that.
A Bollywood critic. Uh-huh. Because apart from cricket, Bollywood is another passion.
Oh, okay. So which is the last film that you've seen? Have you seen Bharat, which got released yesterday?
No, I haven't seen Bharat. I shouldn't be saying it on public, but I'm not that Salman Khan fan.
No, it's not public. Yeah. You have your own choices. I also don't like Salman Khan.
So I don't remember. The last movie I think I saw was, it was time, like Padmavat, I think.
In the theaters. Okay. So tell me, Ragini and Ujjwal, you know, this particular characteristic of your father seems to have rubbed on in some way or the other on you guys as such.
Yeah.
How difficult is it is for you guys in terms of making that choice? Like his father gave him an ultimatum, study or sport. Is that same sort of a pressure being unleashed on you guys at any time?
Being in New Zealand, I don't think it's as pressurizing as if India at that time, Dad had to make a choice whether it was sport or cricket. I don't know if he was good at cricket or not. Yeah, I don't know if that's an excuse, but over here, I think you can balance life a bit more with cricket and sports.
Yep. Okay. You can pursue both passions equally, I think. Yeah, at least till a certain age. Yeah, you don't have to make a decision.
And
so
I
quick.
Think the academics are not so very, very important as in India.
Yeah.
In India, everybody wants to become a doctor, engineer, lawyer, whatever, accountant, chartered accountant, and all those kind of things. Yeah. But here it is not. You have got a choice.
Exactly.
And therefore, you can take a lesser academic choice and play your sports of choice. You know? That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And probably that's...
And you don't have to reach full professional level. You
absolutely.
Can still play for like a national, like, you know, like your Auckland or whatever.
Lower.
Yeah,
any
you
levels.
Can and just pursue
Aquarius
the game
levels,
at any level rather than, you know, either don't do it at all or go the whole way.
Go the whole way, yes.
So, Vikas, do you, are you a member of any sports club here where you go out and play cricket just to, you know, sort of flex your muscles and, you know, and tell a few guys this is how it is to be bowled and the angle?
No, I haven't actually. Like now, I'm in that 50 plus category. So there are clubs with 50 plus, and a couple of guys have asked me that why don't you join those clubs in 50 plus? But then I thought that they'll not be able to face my bowling and my attacking batting. So I still haven't decided about it.
Is this for real or?
My kids can tell you that.
I think it's more the back, to be honest. That's why he's not making it into the middle.
I will. I'm planning this year seriously. I'm seriously planning this year because Ujjwal gradually becoming independent, that will leave me free of my Saturday afternoons where I can go and play club cricket.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a song.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a beer. This is called Egg Glass Beer.
Thank you. ಫೋಟೋಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ ಮಾಡೋದಾಗಿ ಓಡಿ ಸೊಬ್ಬಿಚ್ಚಿಡುದೊಳೆ ಮೋಡಿ
Welcome back to Shishagar Dhanpar. You're listening to Shishagar Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. As Richard has introduced, we have got Vikas, Ujjwal and Ragini. And we have been talking about cricket. Very interesting topic. Since the World Cup is on, Vikas, in the 1980s, you remember, the cricket was very, very boring. I think 5-day drawn over bears and Gavaskar batting and batting and batting and never leaving the crease and seeing that the draw is taking place. So those kind of things used to happen at that point of time. But there was a lot of passion in the cricket and people used to love those 5-day matches. After that we came with 50 overs and 20, then it came down to T20, 20 overs. What do you think? Is it good, bad, ugly, or over the period of time? How do you see it?
For me personally, test cricket is still the best form of cricket, because that's why it's called test cricket, because it is a test of your skills and your mental strength as well. But the advantage after the limited overs cricket was introduced was that batsmen started scoring at rapid pace in test cricket, and we are now getting results in so many of the test matches, which was never the case, like you said, in 1980s. And so the game has become very interesting now, and test cricket is also, you know, still people like Virat Kohli are emphasizing that importance of test cricket.
Ujjwal, you must be having a different view of the match. Let us hear.
I think it's one day cricket for me. I think that's the most interesting form, because I think it's a mixture of T20 and test.
Okay.
So yeah,
you're getting the best
that.
Of both worlds, I think. So it's rapid, but then at the same time, it's a test of mental strength. So I think, one day cricket does it for me.
Ragni, you have some other views, I think.
No, I would say T20 is fun, and I think for people who don't really watch cricket, it's like a great start. To like developing an interest in the game. But once you do get into cricket, I think one day gives you a bit of insight into the game and like what it involves, but it's also fun to watch. So for me, 50-50 as well.
But most of the games, if you see hockey, football, they are 1.5 hour games, right?
Yeah,
that's
now
true.
50 over match goes up to 8 hours, literally 4 hours and 4 hours.
Yeah.
But T20 fits the bill of other sports, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, it has taken a lot of liking, let me tell. So, but then, as you rightly said, the 50-50 is a game.
I think for like young people just getting into the game, T20 is just exciting, and like there's heaps of sixes and everyone's just happy and like people don't get bored. So yeah, I think T20 is like the in format like right now.
So what's attracted you to cricket, Ujwal?
I think, to be honest, I think it was just dad getting me into it from a young age, which kind of got into me, like the love for the game. And then playing with friends, that's also another part of the game. It's another method of just hanging out with friends and going to each other's houses, playing cricket in backyard. So I think, yeah, that's the main thing for me.
What about you, Ragini?
I would say my interest developed from dad and Ujwal. They're always talking about cricket, watching cricket. So, you know, I was sitting in the lounge and cricket was going on. So I was like, okay, I should probably develop some interest in it because that was the only thing that was playing all day long. And so over time, I started enjoying the game myself. And yeah, now I would say I'm a keen, fan of cricket.
So do you follow all the games that are there around the world at a given point?
Yeah, I think over the years it's probably died down a little bit. I did have a peak maybe a few years ago, but no, I still enjoy the game. I'll watch like the World Cup's happening, so I watch the games, the highlights whenever I get a chance to. Yeah.
So any statistics or any some funny event of cricket that you would like to narrate?
I don't think I'm dad, so I don't have the stats knowledge, but I don't know. Probably not.
But tell me, Ujwal, New Zealand offers such a wide array of sporting options.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever try any of the other sporting options?
I did. When I started playing sport, I played rugby, cricket, football, just everything in school, primary school. Sports was encouraged quite a bit, and my two main sports were rugby and cricket, if you believe it. I played rugby. I played rugby at a competitive level as well. Mm-hmm. But then after a couple of years, it just wasn't for me. Just not for our kind of type of people. So, then I started playing football, which I developed a big interest in. And that kind of helps me with cricket, keeping fit. And,
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it keeps you fit for your fielding, basically.
Yeah, lots of running,
running between the wickets and things like that. So yeah, definitely it would.
So what about you, Ragini? What sports did you pick up as such? Because what I'm seeing is, what father couldn't enjoy, he sort of unleashed a huge amount of freedom for his children in this new world, and so encouraged his children to take up sport.
Definitely.
Probably, yeah. Richard, what you're trying to tell is he's living his dream through his children.
I would not rather say that because that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would rather say that he's so confident that his children would not sort of lag behind in academics. So what's the sport that you picked up, Ragini?
So I think my mum and dad both really encouraged us to do sports and not always stay in academics. So I would say as a young kid, I started swimming, and initially you do it because, you have to learn how to swim, but I actually really loved the sport. So I did want to pursue it at a competitive level, but that didn't really work out. But other than that, at school, just representing the school in sports like tennis, netball, squash. Just to keep myself busy and like active. And I think and that just helps you be like an all-rounded person and helps you in academics as well. So,
You mentioned the last part of it, sport helps you in academics.
Yeah.
Vikas, at any point did it cross your mind that academics can be addressed and it can be tackled easily if you are a fairly keen sports person? Does it sort of create the right type of rigor to address academics?
I'll be very honest. Like when it comes to New Zealand schooling and opportunities and everything, the balance is absolutely perfect. The system has been set up, like, two trainings in a week, games on Saturdays, and this is beautiful balance between studies and, social life and sports, which I think when we were growing up, it wasn't that the case. Like I said earlier, it was more of either this way or that way. But now, kids have got so many opportunities. Whatever they want to do, they have got freedom and they've got resources. So I hope they...
Very easily. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Would you tell us, how did you realize that you wanted to go into cricket when you were doing rugby at professional level?
Yeah.
When you are doing football, but the cricket is one thing which has attracted to go further than what you had expected. So what made you do that?
I think it was when I started making rep teams for club, and it just kind of carried on into school cricket when I made the junior cricket team. And then from there, it's just about trying to now make underage group rep teams, like Auckland under-17s. In Auckland under-19s, and then I think the next 2 years are very important in seeing if I can go further in the sport or if I might have to drop out of it. Who knows? Like, only the future can tell. But I think, yeah.
Why are you thinking negatively that you're going to drop out?
Oh no.
Let's say you're going to make it, and what are you trying to do make it? Basically.
I think it's all about hard work, being positive and enjoying the sport.
Yep.
I think that's very important, enjoying the sport and, just not thinking too much about the future and just focusing on playing today.
On present moment.
Present moment,
and
yeah.
giving your best to see that you get into the next level.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. And on that note, let's hear a song.
मुझे खुश के उन भोसले कोई दोस्त का कालीज है तुझा मुगन लसले नौ दो रामची एक सा दोस्तों कुछ को रन हसले तेतना हाँ स्वर्ग रासा अशे मगा दिसले नस्तोलो एक वेडिंग डांस हाथ तक दोरुन हाथ चितालो तुझा संगता सारों आकी रात I love you मुटले तू है कनार के उपना मात Just forget me, moon on my tattoo, I can't look at. Jeevit sar tu ditla sagle suk Ikut su dharma ka somzona Hawe kusli ke li tsu Hau chinta lo tu ka moji Sangha din kuru Urle le jeevit tu ja Sangha tan saru Hat sudun magle Sangha tan paula maru Pun moje magne tu e Kanar na duru Nasto lo ek wedding dance
Sangata Saro
Welcome back to Sushigat Dhanpar. We are in discussion with Vikas, Ragini and Ujjwal, and also my friend Baptist, about cricket and the passion of the Gupta family is about cricket as such. Ujjwal, I think in the session before you mentioned about trying to be focused in the next 2 years so that you can make it to some of the teams that are there in Auckland as such. Yeah. So what's that you do to keep yourself motivated? Because, you know, you're at an age where you'd like to hang around with friends, you want to eat certain type of food, you don't want to have the pressure of academics as such. So how do you keep yourself motivated to achieve that goal that you have in your mind?
I think it's about kind of thinking about the end result sometimes. Playing, when you're in a team, when you want to win, I think that's what motivates you. Just wanting to win and win, and that's what keeps you going. So I think that's the main thing, and yeah. And
what's the pressure from your parents about your academics at this point of time?
I think it's not, there's not too much pressure at this point. I'm not in uni or anything, I think.
Okay.
Just at school, so right now it's kind of just going with the flow and just seeing what happens. So yeah.
So what's your regime, if I could ask, what's your regime during a normal season as such?
So there'll be training twice a week.
Okay.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then games on Saturdays, and then I'll probably just be training with Dad every other day. So
you do much more than the others are doing, basically. Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
So what are the challenges did you face when you actually joined? Like, you must be having people from various walks of life or communities, or we are from India. So did you face any challenge as being an outsider?
No, I don't think so. No. I think everyone's quite accepting over here, and no challenges as such. So yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. And
so you've now been selected in your school team that's in Auckland Grammar as such. So you
I'm in the second 11 right now, and I'm in the squad for the first 11. I haven't quite made the premier team. And
so how many teams are there at Auckland Graham?
I think there's around 9 senior teams and around 11 junior teams.
Okay, so you're in the senior team, is it?
Yeah, I'm in the part of the senior second 11 team.
Okay,
yeah.
Second 11. So that means you've got, if you do well, you will be in the first 11 as such. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a tour that is being organized by the school as such, and you made it into the team as such. Can you tell us something more about it?
Yeah, so it's a team going to Australia, a tour to Australia, Melbourne and Sydney, and we'll be going there for 10 days from the 5th to the 15th of December and just playing lots of cricket. I think 6 days out of the 10 we'll be playing cricket. Looking forward to that, and it's going to be a good experience.
And I've heard that there is a lot of funding exercise being
So how are you
funding it?
We've got lots of ideas. Stuff like raffle tickets, where we're giving away prizes like 2 nights accommodations at Snell Beach Batch, and some cricket bats we're giving away signed by Black Caps players, mystery hampers. So yeah, a lot of that, and then some sausage sizzles. And
I heard about one of your coach or managers losing weight, and people have to donate $2 per kg loss, something like that.
Would you
like to tell us more about on that so that our listeners can also chip in?
Our manager of the first 11 cricket team, who will be losing some weight for the tour, so for every kg he loses, people can sponsor some money per kg lost. Okay. And he's aiming for around 30 to 40 kgs, which is quite a lot. And
that's over how long a period?
That is going to end on the, I think, in November, I think.
It started sometime in April, think, right?
Yeah, started in April up to November, so he'll be looking to gain lose 30 to 40 kgs.
Fantastic.
So, Vikas, sport here, though it is you can pick up any sport to play and be in competitive sport as such. But unlike in India, here the sportsmen have to pay for participating in sports as such. So how have you sort of going to balance this funding part of it out? What sort of arrangements are you making as such? Are there going to be some dinner parties, pay for dinner parties, chart parties or something like that?
Butter chicken and rice sold.
My wife came up with this idea of doing butter chicken and rice, because a few years ago Uchul went to Fiji, and at that time we did this butter chicken and rice thing for I think $10 a plate or something, and that was very well
received.
We got very good response, you know. She was thinking something on the same lines, and like Hector also came up with something about having dinners so that we can raise funds, or idli dosa or sambar, those kind of things. But for now, we had budgeted for Ujjwal's tour, and whatever funds can be raised, that'll be good, because more funds we raise, lesser money goes out of my pocket. But it's a dream come true kind of thing for a young boy, and going to Australia, new environment, meeting new people, playing on hard and bouncy pitches of Australia against real quick bowlers. So it should be a very good, and then bonding with his mates, I think this is going to be a very good experience for him. And so we'll have to, we have no issues about paying for this tour.
Okay, so what's your role in the team, Ujjwal? What do you, are you a batsman, you're a bowler, you're an all-rounder like Hardik Patel?
So I'm
Hardik Pandya.
Oh, call it Patel. So Hardik Patel is a politician.
So I'm primarily a bowler, but I like to fill in the spot as an all-rounder in teams I play. So batting in the middle order and then opening the bowling. So that's, yeah, that's kind of my role in the team.
So how are you coping up with the pressure of bowling? Because it requires a good amount of physique. It requires a good amount of strength. So are there any some special diets and special training programs, Vikas, that you're putting your son through?
Yes, we have. He's joined a fitness program, and he's being there for 3 days a week. Plus, he has got dietary regime as well. That's only to help him strengthen and get ready for the coming season. Because during the season, there's so much training and so many games involved. It takes a lot of energy and time. And so you have to be ready for the season during off season, during the winter months. That's where you try and gain strength and work on some of your skills during the off season.
So, Ragini, there's a lot of things happening at home, particularly preparing Ujjwal for this particular tour, and the focus is on it, and the light is slightly away from you. How do you manage it? Is there any sibling rivalry as such? Sab usi ko de rahe hain, mujhe to kuch nahi de rahe hain.
No, I think I'm really supportive of his passion for cricket, and I think as from a young age, like, I've seen how dedicated and motivated he is to playing cricket, and yeah, so I'm doing my part, sponsoring him and buying the raffles and telling my friends to buy it. So yeah, I'm actually really excited to see all that, because I think it'll be such a good experience for him to be independent away from home. He'll learn a lot, play against some great teammates, and yeah, just have a good experience. So yeah.
So what's the reaction from mum's side? क्या बेटे को इंजीनियर इंजीनियर नहीं बनाते हो, सिर्फ एक क्रिकेट खिलाते हो, क्या कर रहे हो विकास?
No, she's very supportive of cricket as well, but what she says is that you don't have to just get obsessed with it, and you have to play for the fun side of it, and don't think too much and don't look too much into the future. That's what basically what she states. And we also reckon, and Ujjwal also understands, that this is not end all kind of thing, but he has to sustain his interest in the game, play it with passion, and then just hope for the best.
So Ujjwal, tell us, what are you planning to do in Australia? What goals you want to achieve, or what do you think you would achieve when you're there?
So there's a lot of things I'm looking to achieve from the tour, including playing against harder players, harder oppositions, harder teams, and on harder wickets, and especially it's going to be very hot there at that time of the year. So that'll be quite something I've I'll experience for the first time, especially here, being it not so hot, and looking after myself and learning to kind of live on my own a bit, away from the family. Those are the main
But things. It is always said that your physical fitness is one aspect.
Yeah.
But when it comes to big games, your mental fitness is very important.
Yeah, yeah.
How you keep your cool and try to win those big games. So how are you training for that mental fitness?
I think for me, what I like to listen to music a bit before games, and I think that's what keeps me calm. And I don't know if it works or not, maybe. But
what sort of music would you like?
Oh, I don't know. Let it be a secret.
I'd say calming slow jams.
Slow music.
Do you watch Dhoni a lot? Because Dhoni is very, very calm when situations.
Calm, cool, collective.
CCC. What do you call
So music is one way of relaxing. What are the stuffs that you do to strengthen your mental abilities?
Is there anything? I think just staying calm and believing in yourself at the time and, believing in your ability and making sure you give your best. I think that's the best kind of mental strength you can have, just believing in yourself.
Fantastic. Yeah. On that note, let's listen.
We still got lots of time, Baptiste, so we can still continue with our discussion and leave the music a bit back. Right. Let's come back to Ragini. Right. Ragini, you've been following the World Cup?
I would say I followed the last World Cup more, but just maybe that was because it was in New Zealand. I'm a bit busier now as well. I still follow it. I watch the highlights. When there's two teams that I really love, I'll definitely sit and watch for a couple of hours. Well, I would say India and New Zealand, of course. And I think, like any match which you know is going to be tied and has got good players. So I would say Australia, India and New Zealand are the teams that I probably like.
So tell
to watch.
Me, what's the difference in the pattern of the way the World Cup is being played this year in the UK and the years that have gone by? What's the difference in the pattern?
I don't know if I'm the right person to answer that question. I think I'll pass it over to Dad for that.
I thought a couple of those googlies have been picked up by you. Any idea, Ujul? What's the pattern of format?
So I think every team's playing every team.
They
did that in 1992. And they're doing it again this year. I think it makes it more exciting because, you see which teams can win, which teams can lose against which teams. So,
because there's a time when earlier when they used to have A, B, C, D kind of a thing, and they played only within that.
Yeah.
They could not test it against the others, you know. So that's probably a better idea. What do you think, Vikas? Is it a good setup, or was the earlier setup better?
No, this is a very good setup because I think this has happened only twice. In 1992, it was done for the first time. Where Pakistan just came back from behind. I think they lost first four games or something, and one game was rained out, and they still went on to win the World Cup. So this round robin league is a quite good concept because then you can test your strength against other teams, and then if you make it to the knockout stages, you can revisit those games, and it makes it easier for you to prepare for those knockout games.
So what's the strategy that you see in some of these teams? You know, there's a lot of focus on these wrist spinners and fast bowlers and a very key all-rounder that they want sitting somewhere in number five, number six position. What's so special about these? Has any team which is not having that and still making good progress?
No, I think every team needs an all-rounder at least one.
Yeah, all-round is a very key, I think, right now. Every team has one all-rounder, I think. England, Ben Stokes. India, Hardik Pandya. New Zealand, Jimmy Neesham. Yeah, Australia, Marcus Stoinis. I think all-rounders are
key. So far in these eight or nine games that have done, have the all-rounders, apart from Ben Stokes, I have not seen anybody really stepping up to the plate.
But it's just a start. Let us see, because some of the games have been one-sided. Sometimes the games have been quite close, but But you are right there that somebody, time when the time comes, especially maybe in the knockout stages or towards the final stages of the round robin league, you might find some X factors performances from these all rounders, because that's the reason why they are in the team basically, because they act as catalysts.
I always struggle with one question in New Zealand. When I came into New Zealand, and even now people ask me, which team do you support? You're from India. Do you support India or do you support New Zealand?
Yeah.
And that kind of a question you will also be facing. So what kind of answers do you have? I will start with Vikas and then we will move on to the younger generation.
For me, I get asked this question in my workplace as well.
Yep.
So I'll be very honest that I'm always sitting on the fence. I've still not jumped the fence towards New Zealand, and I've still not fully
given up
on India. So it's always whosoever wins, it's a win-win situation for me. That's frankly is the fact.
Ujjwal, what do you think? What do you answer to your people who
New
ask
Zealand?
You always.
Yeah, I've always been New Zealand.
Okay.
I like India, but yeah. New Zealand.
What about Ragni?
No, I would say New Zealand as well. Maybe because we sort of relate to the players, or like, you know, we've seen them grown up, seeing them like on a domestic level, international level. So I would say New Zealand as well. But you do appreciate, or like you acknowledge like your roots, and you do like to support India. But if it's between India and New Zealand, I would have to say New Zealand.
When they ask me that question, what I say is any team playing against Australia, I support that team.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, well, for me, you know, it's always India.
I should ask you.
Doesn't matter. For me, it's always India, and even if it is New Zealand and India, it will be India.
Always India.
Okay. But if New Zealand is playing any other team other than India, then obviously, I'll support New Zealand.
Yeah. So, we're just getting close to the finish of the program. Now, I want to ask each one of you, who do you think is going to win the World Cup? So we start with Vikas, and why?
For me, it's England. England, because number one, they are playing at home. They have been the most dominant team over the past, like since the last World Cup, they've been the most dominant team, and that shows from their performances. So for me, it's England. Only weak side for them a bit is on towards their bowling side. Otherwise, it's made up of stroke players. All rounders are super. Some real good fast bowlers like Mark Watt. So for me, my money is on England.
Ujjwal?
If I had to bet on it, I think Australia.
Okay.
I think Australia's coming up very nicely. Had a bad time for the past two years, but I think, Australia.
And why is that? Because they have got good bowlers or good batsmen or good all-rounders? Why do you think they're going to...
David Warner.
So if somebody breaks the back of David Warner, Australia is gone. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What about you, Ragni?
Who? I think I would say Australia as well. I think they're very... They've got a good set of players, and I think they're kind of just like rise to the occasion as well. They're not, you know, scared to get out there on the field. So, I would say Australia as well.
So their mental makeup is much better than other teams. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it helps them.
What about you, Mr. Baptist? You're asking everybody what do
I am always going to support India. And I think India is going to win.
Okay. Yeah, being logical, India.
New Zealand.
My money is on West Indies. I think they'll slowly come around. It's just a matter of time for them to settle
down. But Richard, 1992, remember Pakistan with this format.
Yep.
So they might come back. And they lost the first match very badly.
Yep.
And they've come back.
England.
Yeah. They come back against England, won against England.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Not forget.
So with that note, thank you so much. And do you guys have any message for our listeners? So I'll start with Vikas. Any message you have got for our listeners?
Just keep listening to this great radio.
Sushagat Dhanpar.
Yep, and community-based programs. Great initiative by my friends, actor Richard and Baptist. So good luck, guys.
Keep listening, everyone. Amazing.
It's a great show. And thank you for having us on.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Thank you very much for making it on to our radio show.
Thank you.
Good night. Goodbye. Susanna, oh, Susanna.
jakar zan asro ke Susanna 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 Susanna, oh Susanna, Susanna